Today we're going to talk about copywriting research, and specifically, you know, if you're running into issues with copywriting research, what might be going on. I'm going to share a brand new framework for my own approach to research. This question that I got that I'm going to answer in today's episode made me reflect on how I do copywriting research and maybe if there's a better perspective that I could give you. And we're going to end up going down a couple different side roads just because of the nature of this question. Now, this episode is my weekly episode where I answer your questions about marketing, copywriting, selling, business building, whatever, as long as it's relevant to Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. If you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, you go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. There's a link in the description there, and you can submit your question to have it answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. Now, today's question is a little bit longer. I will read it to you after the show intro here.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, like I said, this is a little bit of a longer question. It's about research, and I'm going to answer the question about research, but there's something else in there that maybe you'll hear as I read through it. Roy, after I do research, I find myself stuck, struggling to connect what I research with the copy when I start writing. I feel like whenever I sit down to write, all the information I researched vanishes. Do I just keep writing and I will get better at it in the future, or am I messing up big time somewhere? I feel like all the time I put into research is wasted because I can barely use it. Every time I think of it, it makes me feel brain dead and stupid. I tried using an outline, but it didn't help much. I'm dying to know, where do I fuck up? I tried different things, changed research layout, created an outline. Nothing seems to be working. I keep running into the same wall every time I sit to write copy. Each hit hurts more and more. I don't know how long I can do this before I break. Each and every day that passes by makes me feel like I am not good enough to be a copywriter. I'm mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. I would do whatever it takes to fix this. A. Okay. There's a lot there, right? So I will say that I'm going to share in a minute here. I'm going to share a new concept or framework that I have around research called wide research versus narrow research. And I'll explain what those mean and how they play into my copywriting research in a moment here. But first, I want to tease out that the other thing that I'm hearing here that probably is more impactful than actually any kind of research technique or advice that I could give in response to this question. So I hear a lot of inner critic speaking in this question. And I know that a lot of people, especially when you're getting into something new, when you're trying something new, when you're trying to develop a new skill, your inner critic can just come out and be completely fierce and be completely just terrible to you. And so I'm hearing things like messing up big time, brain dead and stupid. Where do I fuck up? I keep running into the same wall every time, feel like I'm not good enough. Like, that's all inner critic. That's all a story that's being told by your inner critic, making you like struggle, right? Making you feel stressed, making you play small, making you not achieve what you're fully capable of. What, like, all of those things that we say to ourselves, they hold us back from performing our best. And they create situations where we are not able to show up fully. And when we listen to that inner critic, when we believe that inner critic, when we believe the story that they tell, man, our life is a lot harder than it has to be. And I will raise my hand and say that, you know, I deal with this stuff too. I deal with this stuff too. And I can tell you that this story that you're telling yourself about the research is your biggest problem with the research. So a research technique for copywriting is not necessarily going to fix that. Recently, like, I've made a few videos where I've mentioned Dr. Aziz Gazapura, and he has a book called On My Own Side. And this On My Own Side book is all about, how do you deal with this inner critic? How do you deal with being your own worst enemy? How do you deal with all of the struggle that comes out of that and all those stories that we tell ourselves? And how do you learn to listen to those stories and see where they can, you know, give you positive information about places that you can grow without getting lost in them. Because what I hear right now is somebody who's completely lost in those stories. So all of that said, one bit of research that I recommend you do is get the book On My Own Side from Dr. Aziz Ghazapura, and I'll include a link in the description with this episode. So let's actually talk about copywriting research and that process now. We can set that aside at this point. Okay, so back to the wide research versus narrow research. So my research process, first, I always, I'm doing wide research. And what's wide research? Well, wide research is reading the news. Wide research is reading On My Own Side by Dr. Aziz Ghazapura. Wide research is reading the Adweek Copywriting Handbook that happens to be on my desk. Wide research is reading I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Wide research is reading, you know, some economics book. It's reading some psychology book. It's reading, you know, things within my market and things outside of my market. It's trying to just go through and read as much of anything as captures my attention. And so I'm reading news, consuming, you know, YouTube videos, things that are related, things that are unrelated, things like things from all over the place. And what I'm doing is I'm saving things. I'm taking notes. Oftentimes I'm clipping things to Evernote. So I have the Evernote web clipper built into my browser, the extension add-on, whatever. And I save, you know, an article, save a note, save whatever. And I'm just trying to gather as much as I can. And I'm looking for any kind of inspiration. I'm looking for ideas. I'm looking for my brain to connect the dots. I'm looking for something that excites me. I'm looking for just anything. And then when I have something, then I capture the idea in copywriting. And primarily, this is me writing. It's me writing a headline and lead. This is me writing a little bit of just enough of a outline or structure to capture whatever idea that I had. That's like, oh, that's interesting. That might be a cool way to talk about this. That's an interesting story. That's something that, you know, I think that my prospects would find fascinating. And I'm just constantly looking for, okay, how can I capture an idea in some kind of copy format. And so this is this wide research, and all I'm really trying to do is gather input from as many different places as possible and just be wide open to whatever's going to come from that. And mostly this is not about me being like brilliant or anything as a copywriter. This is about me being open and feeling what excites me, what gets me interested, what makes me compelled to go deeper, right? And I'm just trying to find those things. And then at some point, there's going to be a connection to product, service, something that I'm working on or will be working on soon. And I will grab that idea and I will put it in some kind of rough copy format that allows me to build off of that. So that's wide research. And, you know, I'm both always doing that. And I'm not doing that for a huge portion of any given project. Like the active project time is not spent on that. So I'm not front loading a ton of research before I have a copy idea. Because I think what can happen is you can end up in a situation, and maybe this is part of what's going on with the person who asked this question. You can end up in a situation where you have over-researched because you're not quite sure what you need to research. And so you've just kind of gathered too much information that's too focused on the thing. And your focus is too narrow to really capture something that feels fresh and new in your research. You know, some copy angle that's going to feel unique and new. When you're so hyper-focused on just this topic, it's easy to get too deep in that topic, and it all just starts to feel overwhelming. And so, again, we start with wide research. We find some kind of idea, some exciting thing. We're just looking for our subconscious mind, which is such a powerful tool for writers. We're looking for our subconscious mind to focus in and say, ooh, Okay, that's something that's super cool and interesting. Let's kind of go with that, right? Let's run with that. Let's see if it takes us somewhere. And that's when we get into narrow research. And most of my research around a particular piece of copy, around whatever, is going to be narrow research. And so this is actually what comes out as I've started the writing process to inform the story that I want to tell. So, for example, I was doing some research recently on a product that involved essentially loaning money to your local government. And so once we define that and we said, okay, that's interesting, then we start to look for research that supports different angles that the story could go down. Or I did a project a couple of years back that I'm thinking of in particular right now that was on, it was on a company that did some new networking equipment, so newer networking equipment. And it was, what are the different applications for this newer networking equipment and which of those is exciting for us to talk about? Okay, so, you know, this could be used in cashierless grocery stores. This could be used in traffic control systems. This could be used in lighting systems. This could be used in all these different places. It could be used in building climate control. It could be used in shipping. It could be all these different places, right? And so the narrow research is, I have the start of a story and I need to find the interesting places that it goes down. And so then we make a hypothesis. We say, here's yet another copy example was the one, and I actually shared this one in my story selling masterclass, and I shared kind of the line by line analysis of it. And what it was I saw a news article for a Russian satellite that was thought to be a piece of space junk, and then suddenly it was behaving like it had a purpose. And that's where I started from. And my client had things about EMPs, electromagnetic pulse. And I said, okay, that's interesting. I know that an EMP can be generated from a high altitude nuclear explosion. Is this satellite? So I make a hypothesis and then I research evidence and I make notes. So my hypothesis is that this satellite could be used as a space weapon. Okay, actually people were worried that it could be used as a space weapon. My hypothesis is that it could be carrying a nuclear weapon at the right altitude to do one of these high altitude nuclear explosions. Oh, interesting. When I look, I figure out that, yeah, that's the case. Oh, and then in my research, I actually discover that the Russians have done some of these tests and the US have done some of these tests. And there's actually interesting pictures from Hawaii. And there's a story from Hawaii of an EMP knocking out power in Hawaii. And there's stories from Russian nuclear tests at high altitude and all of these stories that I was discovering because I started down this narrow path of could this satellite be used as a weapon to deliver an EMP? And it's and the whole thing here is I make a hypothesis about where this story might go. And then I find some research and I say, does this support the hypothesis? Does this support the storyline that I'm looking to tell in the copy or not? And if it doesn't, I throw it out. If it does, I keep it and maybe start to structure. I develop notes. I develop an outline from there. And then I can write from the outline. And so the whole point of describing this process as I have is that if you front load the research, you're going to end up gathering a whole bunch of irrelevant research. If you front load all the narrow research, you're going to gather a bunch of irrelevant research. And instead, you're much better focusing on where can I find an idea from like the wide world? Like what news story is tangentially, potentially related? And can I find a way to connect those dots, right? Whatever it is, for the case of that, networking technology, the Amazon self-checkout grocery stores happened to be a giant news story at the time. And so it wasn't necessarily that this company was selling to Amazon. It was that the client wanted to make a recommendation for this particular company, investing in this particular company. And I had to look at different applications of the technology and where it was being used. And so I was thinking about applications of this technology, and then I discovered this Amazon story that happened to be in the news, and I was able to connect the dots. And yeah, absolutely, this stuff is all tied in. And so it came from having this wide research lens. And then once I found the story, it was, how can I narrow that in on telling the story that I want to tell and having it backed up and supported by research? So a few recommendations from here. Number one, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask, and there's a link in the description. There's also a link to On My Own Side, the book by Dr. Aziz Gazipura. And if you're serious about getting good at copywriting and copywriting research, I say it almost every episode, but my BTMS Insiders, which stands for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Insiders, training library is like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you sign up, you pay one low monthly fee, and you get access to everything. And I mentioned the Story Selling Masterclass, and you get access to that. I have a entire program on copywriting research called the Control Beating Project Pre-Flight Plan that is about a lot of the research that goes into a really effective promotion, and you will find a lot of content in there that is supportive on this research journey. And I think that's made even more useful if you apply this wide lens versus narrow lens. Also, the High Velocity Copywriting Program does help you structure. Once you find your big idea, it helps you structure your promotion from there. And the Proof Credibility and Believability training that I offer, it will also help you. And all of those are linked in the description with this episode. Now, leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you going to approach research differently for your copywriting as a result of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe here before you go. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com and sign up, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.